Let's get some reaction to that now with the South African Teachers Union. Dr. Chris Klopper is the executive officer there. Dr. Klopper, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time today. What are your members saying about Angie Motshekga's announcement on Saturday? Are people keen to get vaccinated?
Yes, good morning. Good morning to the listeners as well. We conducted a survey already in March, and on 9 March, we put the first request to the minister to consider a vaccination program. 87% of our members are in favor of a total vaccination program. So we welcome it, and we think that it will just all go well for the total sector as a whole.
Are you concerned about vaccine apathy or hesitancy? I see that you are calling for people to actually go and take the vaccine.
Well, as I intimated, 87% of our members are in favor of it. There are some members who are hesitant, but we are trying to convince them to say that put the so-called conspiracy theories aside. We think that the Johnson & Johnson vaccination is a wonderful vaccination. My daughter had that particular vaccination. She works in the medical sector in the beginning of the year. She hasn't been infected since then. So just based on that personal experience, we believe that is the correct approach to have.
I did raise a concern there with Elijah Mhlanga just before I came to you about the potential of the system being abused, that we may see people jumping the queue or pretending to be school staffers. How worried are you about that situation?
We're not that concerned about it. Our approach is that the Department of Education in the particular province, they will inform the principal. The principal has already provided a list of names to the department. That list of names comprises all the employees working at that particular school, for example, the school governing body teachers, the administrative staff, the groundsmen, as well as the educators. So we can't see that there can be a large-scale abuse. As always, you know, you can't put anything, you know, past, let's say, human ability. But we think that to a large extent, all the bases are covered, and we think that it should be able to be done in the next 2 weeks.
And Dr. Klopper, the fact that the minister wants to keep schools open, are you and your union and your members in support of that?
We are in support of that. Currently, there are about 100 to 150 schools closed because of the COVID infection. But you're looking at a total of 25,500 schools. We also know that there are many questions with regard to the return of all learners on the 26th of July. That means for the primary schools. And primary school learners are not, you know, carriers of the disease itself. The people who are at risk are not the learners, but the teachers. And, you know, once the vaccination campaign is in place, we can't foresee that there should be a crisis in that regard. We can't afford, you know, to have another interruption as last year of the schools. All our surveys indicate that learning and writing, the learners are behind, and also with regard to mathematical competencies as well. So we can't afford, you know, to have any further backlogs develop.
Dr. Chris Klopper, the South African Teachers Union Executive Officer, thank you for your time.